This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio. It's that moment every now and then when we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog and the podcast of the same name. It's a veritable empire. Mr. Dubner, how are you, sir?
Hey, Kai, I'm great. Happy summer.
Thank you.
Anybody getting away to the beach, maybe? I happen to have the ultimate beach read for your listeners.
Hit me, baby.
It's got pretty much everything in it. Drug dealers, prostitutes, crooked scientists, ooh, Russian brides. It's even got rogue real estate agents. Not only is every word absolutely true, but the book is also free, if you can believe that.
Okay, wait. First of all, you're not writing a new book, are you?
This is not my book. Right, I'm not promoting my own book yet.
Well, you never know.
Well, it does sound a little bit like one of my books,
right?
Doesn't
it? Is it a free ebook promotion? What is it?
No, the reason it's free is because all of us, you, I, and your listeners have paid for it already with our tax dollars. So this book is published by the United States Department of Defense, and it is called The Encyclopedia of Ethical Failure.
Okay, good. But why is the Department of Defense publishing The Encyclopedia of Ethical Failure?
Well, it's meant to be a series basically of cautionary tales for internal use, but we're all allowed to go onto the Department of Defense website and download it. It's just a Microsoft Word document sitting there. It's about 160 pages. They update it regularly. So there are chapters on fraud and gambling and conflicts of interest. Now, the screw-ups are not limited to the Department of Defense. These stories come from all over the federal government. So you'll read about IRS agents and Veterans Affairs, government safety inspectors who did something so catastrophically wrong that they end up in this book.
So seriously, why did the Department of Defense do this?
Well, I talked to the founding editor, Steve Epstein, who now works for Boeing as a lawyer, used to work at the DOD. Here's what he had to say about the founding of the encyclopedia.
There is a requirement that we train our senior officials and many other officials in the government every year. And the problem, of course, is keeping that training fresh, keeping it relevant. And to do that, we discovered the first thing you have to do is you have to entertain folks enough so they will pay attention.
Yeah, amen, brother. I will tell you, as a veteran of many, many Navy briefings, that's completely relevant. I had a CO one time, a commanding officer, who told me I had to start every briefing I gave with a joke. I mean, they don't kid around about that stuff.
And that explains you as a radio host, I can say. So I wouldn't say it's quite jokey, the encyclopedia, but they do tell extremely specific stories about government employees gone wild. I asked Epstein to name his favorite. He had a hard time, actually.
All right.
You know, there are so many favorites. I mean, it's like going to an ice cream shop and picking your favorite flavor. There's really no such thing.
But, Kai, I also talked to Jeff Green. He's the current editor of the Encyclopedia and a current DOD lawyer.
Okay.
One of his favorite stories is about a DEA agent who was supposed to be protecting a confidential informant who was the wife of a big drug trafficker.
Ooh.
And this DEA agent took his protection assignment a wee bit too far.
Yeah. He was taking her to cafes, he was taking her to the airport, and then got to the point where he was taking her to the hotel to go to bed with her. And he was kind enough to give her some of his ammunition for her gun. You know?
It's kind of like, for her gun, right? It's like you're watching a bad movie and you say, no, don't do that. Don't go in that door.
That's exactly right. As you can imagine, there's a lot of sex in this encyclopedia. Sex, something that the government is plainly not in favor of, especially here. You'll like this one.
All right.
A married naval officer is having an affair, and he gets his girlfriend pregnant, okay? So that's strikes one and two.
Oof.
Here's strike three. Here's how he tried to break things off with her, Kai.
And so he rigged up his email so that someone else sent her an email that said, well, he passed away in the service of his country.
So wait, did it work?
It did not work. If it worked, we would not be reading about it in the Encyclopedia of Ethical Failure.
That's very true. It would be the Encyclopedia of Ethical Successes
Unethical Success, right. So the standard here is exactly that. This book only includes cases that have been settled, whether through a conviction or suspension or whatnot. And I should say this. Some government employees, when they're caught violating a rule, they'll take the easy way out. They won't take the government punish. They'll go a different route. For instance, one DOD employee, she was selling real estate on the side, which is okay, but she was using her Pentagon business card and phone and office in the process. She got caught. Here's Steve Epstein again telling us how she handled it.
She was basically called and pointed out that she was misusing government office and her government resources to carry on her outside business. And she said, well, in that case, I'd rather be a real estate agent. And she quit.
So the government's loss is the housing market's gain.
That's
I
right.
Guess. There you go.
Stephen Dubner, Freakonomics.com is the website. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks so much, Guy.